Welcome to the first episode of the Weekly 50 podcast. This podcast is designed as a companion of sorts to the Weekly 50 website, the website where I post a photo each Wednesday that I take with my 50mm lens on either my D200 or my D7100. Yes, they're crop sensor cameras, so yes, it's technically not an exact 50mm angle of view. It's more like a 75, but you get the point. It's a 50mm lens, even though it's cropped down because of the crop sensor camera. But the point of the website is I designed it as a way to force me to take more photos and to get out and look around me and look for photo opportunities and to push myself to see photo opportunities where I might not otherwise see them. And this podcast then is a way for me to explain a little bit more about the photo that I take each week. It's not a news podcast. It's not a tech podcast of sorts. It's really just a way for me to explain a little bit more about the photo that I've taken each week as a way of maybe helping other people understand the thought process that went behind each photo and explain a little bit about the technique. I'm learning. I'm an amateur photographer. I do this just for fun. I don't make money off photography. It's something that I just enjoy doing and I want to share with others. So I've got my Flickr page. I've got my Weekly 50. And I just like sharing my photos and learning about photography. I have so much to learn about photography, but I feel like in the past couple of years, I've actually learned a lot. And so I want to share that with other people through this podcast and through the website. So regarding the photo this week, because the podcast is really designed to explain more about the photo, this photo is it's a tree. I titled it Starting Over because I kind of see this. When I see a tree look like this, I see it as a way of someone starting over. They want to get rid of a tree. And so they got rid of the stump. They cut the tree down and sort of cross-cut the stump into almost a jigsaw, or not a jigsaw, a tic-tac-toe pattern. So I titled it Starting Over, although I guess I could have thought of a different title, like Cutting Down or something like that. But I was walking with my son, and this is past a local elementary school, and next week's photo is actually from about 30 feet away at the same elementary school. And I saw this tree, that was a tree, and I thought it might look interesting for a photo. The problem is it's about 4 inches high. It's basically a tree stump. If you're listening to this and you can't see the photo, it's a tree stump. It's maybe 6 inches in diameter that has been cut into squares, basically. And over time, those squares have started to rot away a little bit. And I believe the goal was to just kill the tree entirely. So I took a couple angles of this photo, and one was from directly overhead. And when I looked at that in post, it didn't seem all that interesting. It wasn't really obvious that it was a tree stump or what was happening. And I ended up taking this, the version that I published, I took it by laying on the ground. And there was also an issue of how to frame it. So do I frame it with some houses in the background? Do I frame it in the center of the shot? What do I do to frame it? I decided to frame it with as much blue sky in the background as possible because I could actually see through the slits in the photo a little bit more that way. And you could kind of see, not the photo, the slits in the tree stump a little bit more that way. And you can kind of get a sense that there's some space here in the photo. And there was also an issue of what aperture to use. I honestly don't remember. I think I shot this at f4, and I should probably head over to my Flickr page so I can read up on the EXIF data and figure out what aperture I shot this at. But there's an issue of depth of field when you're taking any given photo. What do you want to be in focus? What do you want to not be in focus? And in this page, it looks like I took it at, it was F4. F4 is a little sharper than blown wide open, but I've also learned to control the depth of field a little more than initially when I was, when I got this lens. I took everything at 1.8 or 2.8 because, man, depth of field and bokeh and all that, it's so cool. Well, you want to control that. If you get too much bokeh in the background, too much blur background, or your depth of field is too narrow, it can almost be a distraction. And even in this photo at F4, it's a little too shallow, the depth of field. It'd be nice to have a little more sense of perspective. So maybe at an F5.6 5.6 or an f8 even would have helped add a little bit more context to the photo, because it's hard to see where this tree stump falls in relation to everything around it. But as it is, it's f4, and it was a relatively sunny day, so I got a nice blue sky behind it. In post, I didn't have to do a lot because this was the photo that I took. It's the first Weekly 50 photo that I posted that I took with my D7100. And man, that camera is sharp as all get out. I'm finding that I have to do a lot less editing in post with the 7100 than with the D200. The color rendition is so much nicer on this coming straight out of camera. Yes, I shoot in RAW, so none of these are JPEGs. And for those of you who don't shoot RAW, you'll notice that if you ever do try RAW, how do I want to say this? The colors don't initially come alive like they do in JPEG. That's because in JPEG, the camera does process the photo before you see it. It processes it into a JPEG. RAW is the raw data straight off the camera sensor that's really unprocessed and untouched. And so in post, you have to go and tweak the colors a little bit. You have to give it the amount of saturation and the amount of sharpness that you want. Whereas if you shoot in JPEG, that happens in the camera. Well, on my D7100, I found that I don't really have to do that as much. I don't have to tweak things as much to get the photo to look how I want, because the camera is so good at it. So anyway, that's a little bit about this photo. I'm really pleased with it. I think it's a nice perspective on a tree stump. And I've found that if I'm having trouble figuring out what to take a picture of, if I just alter my point of view, so if I get way down on the ground, or if I start looking at things from a different point of view, I see more interesting photo opportunities than I might otherwise see. So anyway, that's a little bit about the photo. And each one of these episodes, I'm going to try and keep under 10 minutes, because you don't want to hear me go on and on about one particular photo for half an hour. I'm going to try and keep it to about 5 or 10 minutes per episode. So hope you like this first one, and hope you continue to listen. Hope I continue to do these, actually. And we'll see you back next Wednesday for another episode of the Weekly 50 Podcast with another photo.